now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very special program. We're going to talk about stress today. A lot of you have been inquiring about stress. I've spent many, 20 years now, looking into the subject from every possible angle. But I have discovered that we need to dig a little deeper. I think some of you are ready for meat and potatoes. I've given you milk. And I've talked about some very, very basic things about how when we're little kids, we get mad at our mommy or get mad at our daddy. And before long, we resent them. And that resentment then cuts us off from our own ground of good, our own inner ground of being, from which we could have flowed. And instead, we begin reacting and responding to the outside, and we take in the imprint of the outside. We are imprinted by the outside, we're traumatized by the outside, and we are shaped and molded by the outside. And that is the story of all of our lives, to a greater extent or a lesser extent. Now today I want to dig a little deeper, and some of you will be very glad to hear a thoughtful discussion of stress. And the reason I want to talk about stress is because a lot of people have baggage in the past. A lot of people have been traumatized when they were children or abused. And, you know, abuse can take a lot of different forms. It doesn't have to be out and out, overt cruelty or overt, yelling and screaming or hitting or anything like that. Abuse can be neglect, and parents can be neglectful without realizing they're being neglectful. Now, the thing I want to say is that here's the thing. Let me get right down to it. We humans are a fallen race. We are fallen creatures. We're born, part heaven and part earth. And the first part of our life is to grow as little egos and explore God's great green earth and grow up to be big egos, see? And then at a certain point when we're mature, when we're adults, at a certain point then some of us, not all of us, but some of us begin to question, we begin to search for answers, and we begin to yearn for, for innocence, for something good, something true, something noble, something pure. What we're yearning for is God. We're yearning for the Father we've never known. But along the way, as fallen creatures that we are, all of us, every one of us, myself included, we're like part of us is animal. And so respond as little animals and little egos to outside pressures. Now, even if we had the most noble, the most wise, the most thoughtful, the most long-suffering and patient parents in the whole world, we still probably would have resented them for some reason. We would have gone out in the world and made some mistakes and been prideful and made some boo-boos, and we still would have been traumatized and, become worldly in some ways. Some of us, it happens when we're little kids. Some of us, it happens when we go start hanging around with other kids in a peer group. Some of us, when we go off to college. Some of us, when we go to work. We become traumatized. A young man walks through the door of the corporate office, and 20 years later, he's totally different than he was. He's totally different. He's been changed. He's been altered by that experience. Now, the point that I'm getting at is it's happened to all of us. But the question is, how do you get back to innocence? How do you undo the trauma? How do you undo the change and become innocent again and become yourself again? That's what we're going to talk about in today's program, so stay tuned. Hello, this is Roland.
Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed today's lecture. It's a very important one. Now, how is it, ladies and gentlemen, that you could get two children and you could put one in a certain environment and put another one in a different environment in some other part of the world and they would become quite different? Quite different. If you put one in a cannibal environment somewhere in the jungles, well, he might become a cannibal. He would become a cannibal. And he would think it was perfectly normal to be a cannibal. You see what I mean? So there's something. I don't want to say goofy or odd, but there's something not quite right about the fact that we become, that via culture, we become so different. When basically we're all human beings, are we not? We're all human beings. We're all very, very similar. And yet we become different, at least on the surface. And we become different inside as we take in the outside and are changed. So the point I'm getting at is, who might you have been had you not been altered by the pressures and seductions of the outside? Who might you have been? You might have been a genius, a Madame Curie, or an Einstein, or a Mozart. And surely, even if you didn't become a genius, surely you would not have the conflict. See, the very fact that you have conflict, the very fact that you have anxiety over the way you are, see, the fact that you feel uneasy about the way you are, and the fact that you have conflict over the things that you do. See, bunny rabbits don't have any conflict. Foxes and wolves and doggies and chipmunks don't have any conflict. Why do we have conflict? It's because we've been changed, we've been altered, but part of us still yearns to be what we might have been. Now, the other thing that I wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting into some good meat and potatoes here, is that another trauma that a lot of people have had, see, a lot of people now have gone off to war. They've gone to Vietnam, or they've gone to Iraq, they've gone to Afghanistan, or they've gone to any number of I understand there's like 750 bases in 50 countries, something like that. You know, there's like 100,000 people in, I don't know, over in South Korea or something, I don't know. But when the people, especially when they go to Iraq or Iran, place like that, not Iran, I mean Afghanistan, they are traumatized. Now, it cannot be helped. It cannot be helped because, as I said, we humans are a fallen race. Now look, if you were to refind your inner ground of good, if you were to refind that and begin to flow from it, see, then you could become impervious to trauma, impervious to temptation, impervious to pressure, and you would begin to be able to live and move and have your being whereby you would go through the world, but the world wouldn't go through you. We'd be able to stand back and see, lie, observe things without being affected by them, without being upset by them. See what I mean? We all know that the more mature people are, and that's what good parents are for, that good parents ought to be able to see things happen that may be untoward, but not be upset by it. See? And we love that if we have a father who's not upset when things happen. We love that. He gives us a sense of security. Well, we all have to refine that. Whatever that is, it's like a bond of faith. A bond, we have to find it within. It's a bond of faith and love. So that we have perfect love, perfect faith, and we then we respond to the inside. We respond to the good and the true that we know within. We respond to it and no longer respond to the outside. You see what I mean? And then the traumas are undone, the changes are undone, the imprinting is undone. And slowly but surely we become innocent again. But this time not like little children. We had a kind of an innocence when we were children, but now a mature innocence, you see. And flowing from that inner ground of good, we would also have power. Power to do good. And at least we would have a kind of a force field of faith and love. A force field that would keep us safe from, well, the traumas on the outside, if you are with me. But as it is, before that time, before we reach that, we're just regular people, and we're externalized, very externally oriented, and so we are traumatized by, you know, people can be traumatized by the littlest thing, the way somebody looks at them, by a mean thing that is said, by some little injustice, some little unfairness. Well, imagine what a trauma it must be to go over to a place like Afghanistan or Iraq, and the things that you see. See, so what are the traumas over there? There was a psychiatrist, a very nice man named Dr. Robert J. Lifton, and he wrote about atrocity-producing situations. A couple of days ago, I had an insight, and I realized that we are put in, the young men and the young ladies that go to these places are put in atrocity-producing situations. But my insight is that atrocity-producing situations are also trauma-producing situations. The atrocity-producing situations are also trauma-producing situations. They produce trauma for the people who commit the acts, who are in the situation where they get caught up in some group dynamics and so on, and they commit the acts. They are traumatized. The ones who observe it are traumatized. The victims are traumatized. The bystanders are traumatized. See? And, yes, the families of all of the above are traumatized. You know, there's an article recently written called Disposable Soldiers in Nation magazine. A little girl, her father came back, he wasn't the same anymore. And she said, I want my daddy back. See, she's traumatized by what happened. So I can see that the benefits that are available with the meditation that I have, the book I've written, the insights that I have, can be very helpful to a lot of people who have been put in trauma-producing situations. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am here as a resource to help you.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, TRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to, well, the Roland Trujillo Show. You can listen to this program every Sunday morning here at KCAA, or you can hear it on the Internet. You can hear it on the Internet. In fact, 24/7, these programs are archived. Easiest way to find them is to go to CoachRoland.com. Coach Roland, CoachRoland, CoachRoland.com. The meditation that I have is free. I've recently written a book called Conquering Stress and Its Symptoms. It's an excellent book. You can preview the whole book for free. You can read the book online for free. And I have other materials that are free. Very, very helpful. Basically, the meditation teaches you how to get back in touch with your intuition again. Become recentered. Refind your calm center of dignity, and then begin to flow from it. And from that calm center of dignity, you will then have access to that which will help you to deal with the traumas from the past, whatever they may be. It's that simple. Now, what I'd like to do now, before we get too far afield, is I'd like to read something to you. Something from one of my blogs, one of my blog posts, and it's called You Can Learn to Not Be Upset. And I'll just start reading to it. See if you can't relate to some of this. Are you stressed out? Have you noticed that when you are resentful, you become more sensitive to life's little issues? When you are stressed at work, do you come home and easily lose patience with your kids? Do you get angry at slow traffic or slow grocery lines? Would terms like exasperated, nervous, irritated, or impatient describe you? If so, you are probably overreacting. And the worst reaction of all is that of resentment. It sets you up for becoming increasingly sensitive to what you otherwise take in stride. Now let me just stop for a moment and comment upon that, if I will. You see, resentment. See, what resentment is, it's a little pinch of hatred. When we resent and judge someone, it's a little bit of hatred. Now, what that hatred does is it separates you from love. It separates you from your ground of being. See? Separates you from love. Just like doubt separates you from what is true within, what you know in your heart of hearts. Doubt separates you from that when you doubt it, does it not? In fact, that was the original trauma of the human race in the Garden of Eden was doubt. Okay? So we're all born doubters, but now we have another trauma, a big trauma, and that's resentment. So it's bad enough that there are pressures and cruelties and meannesses and atrocity-producing situations and all these things out there. That's bad enough. But then when we resent them, when we resent anyone or anything, that guarantees that we're cutting ourselves off from our own ground of good. So no wonder we feel empty and lost. No wonder we feel destabilized and anxious and everything else. We've been cut off. So one thing you can do right away to start helping yourself is to watch for resentment and let it pass. Okay? Now, let me continue with what I was reading to you here. I know times are tough. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's stop at that point and listen to this very important announcement, and I will continue after the announcement. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about stress, we're talking about trauma, and we're talking about how to conquer stress, how to become immune to stress, how to be able to observe reality, things which are, and things which happened in the past without becoming upset by what you see. Now let's continue reading. I'm reading from a blog post that I wrote. And I said in this blog post, I said, and now I'm beginning to quote from the blog post, I know times are tough. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, if you are not outraged, you're not paying attention. There are indeed outrageous things happening. There are things that good citizens should pay attention to. The problem is that most of us do not know how to pay attention without becoming upset by what we see. So we shut down. Now let me stop reading right there and comment upon it. And that is that that's exactly right. See, when we were little children, we became upset. We were emotionalized. And part of it is natural because we are, after all, we come into the world as little egos. So it's, you know, it's just, we will be emotional and we will become upset by things. And then part of it was that people, we didn't have people with wisdom to guide us. We didn't have people that had with wisdom to demonstrate how to go through life without being upset, without being affected by things on the outside, and to teach us that skill. And so we became upset, and through a conditioning process we learned to be upset. So whenever we see things that we don't know how to deal with, we become upset, and then what do? We lose awareness. We escape into thinking, into the imagination, or we escape into music, entertainment, drugs, marijuana, alcohol, video games, see, or we escape into work or hobby or sports. We escape so we don't have to see reality because we can't deal with it. So the whole secret then is to learn how to see reality without being upset. And that's where the meditation helps, because you can learn how to have a little bit of distance. Learn how to stand back from your own thoughts and emotions. Stand back and observe them without being lost in them. And then go out in the world with a little bit of distance, slightly distant feeling, and observe people, places, things without reacting to what you see, without becoming upset by what you see. That's very important. Then you'll be able to see the reality of the situation. Yes, some things you see will be unpleasant. So you will see things, people that are doing wrong things, for example. And that doesn't mean that you just say, ho-hum, everything's, you know, cool, even if they're doing bad things. It doesn't mean that. But it means you'll see, you know, if they're wrong, you'll see that they're wrong, but you won't hate them for it. You won't resent them for it. You won't become upset by it. See what I mean? It's very important, this skill that you can learn with this simple meditation that we have. Now, yes, well, I think I've read enough from this article. This will be a nice beginning of our discussion of stress and of trauma. So now do you see why, for example, when you go to work, why after work you feel so drained, so tired and so drained? A lot of it has to do with the fact that you're reacting. You're reacting to everything and you don't even realize it. See, we're so used to reacting to things that we don't even realize how reactive we are. Every time you react, you give up a little bit of energy. Every time you react, you become a little bit tense. And when you react, you start to you have conflict over it. Why? Because we're not supposed to be reacting like animals. See, animals react.
A deer in the forest reacts, a lion reacts, a chipmunk reacts. But we humans, well, we're supposed to be self-controlled, you see. So, would you please avail yourself of the free meditation that we offer here at Common Sense? Please, please enjoy this announcement.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's program. You see, everything I'm trying to do is to try to wake you up and give you back to yourself, teach you how to refine your own inner ground of good, your own center of dignity from which you can flow. See, and undo the traumas of the past and learn to face the present and the future with joy, with courage, see, and become the you that you were meant to be. Please visit CoachRoland.com and check out some of the wonderful things that we have there for you, the resources that we have, which are free. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.